Before midnight right here in Denmark, corresponding to 13 hours and 44 minutes in England. Well, we'll have to start off, and we'll have a lot of things for you today. Tips for listening on New Year's Eve, if you have time for it. And we'll have something about what happened during 1967, plus many other things. But I think we'll start off with tips for shortwave listeners. And there's one thing, and that is, as usual, please note.
All frequencies are in megacycles, and all times we give are Greenwich Mean Time.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
And we're here with the first station.
The overseas service of Radio Australia can be heard daily now in Europe and North America on many frequencies. The English programs are coming in well at 0310 on the new frequency of 21.740.
That was 21.740.
On 21.540.
21.540.
And 17.870.
17.870.
And that is heard in California. At 08.00 to 08.09.15 for Europe on 11.710.
That was 11.710.
And 9.560.
And that was Australia on 9.560.
And again from 09.45 to 1200 hours for Southeast Asia and the Pacific on 9.570.
9.570.
And 9.580.
9.580.
And finally, from 1330 to 1725 for Southeast Asia on 9.570.
9.570.
11.740.
And that was 11.740.
And the third frequency, 11.790.
11.790.
This was reported by members of the Danish Shortwave Club International in Denmark, England, France, Italy, and USA.
And it's also been reported that the home service of Radio Australia can be heard now in Europe and the United States. For example, VL16 in Sydney on 6.090.
That was 6.090.
Was noted on Oregon one night at 0810 with fair signals. And VLR6 in Melbourne on 6.150.
6.150
was heard in England with a sign-off at 1402 under Moscow. And finally, VLT4, situated in Port Moresby, on 4.890.
4.890
was heard in France with a sign-off at 1500 hours with God Save the Queen, and at 2000 hours with an English station identification. Now, more about Australia later, but right now, over to New Zealand.
In the morning, around 1000 hours, Radio New Zealand can be heard in France with weak signals on 9.520.
9.520.
And stronger signals on 11.705.
That was 11.705.
In the United States, it was noted at 0740 on 9.5202 with fair signals.
We are very interested to know if Radio New Zealand is so strong that it gives QRM to our DX window on Sundays, which is on the exact same frequency. On 9.520, this is Radio Denmark, the voice of Denmark. And by the way, if you want our quarterly bulletin, which is called The Voice of Denmark, all you have to do is drop a line to Radio Denmark, Shortwave Department, Copenhagen, Denmark. Now, that was Radio Denmark, Shortwave Department, Copenhagen, Denmark. And you'll get The Voice of Denmark all for free. And now more tips about Australia.
A member in England tells us that on days with good reception conditions, it's possible to get three local Australian radio stations in a 31-meter band. The strongest one of these is VL89 Melbourne on 9.680.
9.680.
It is audible from 1100 and gradually improving until 1200 hours when interference occurs from Algeria that signs on with its Kabul program on 9.685.
That was Algeria signing on 9.685. The second Australian station is VLQ9, Brisbane, which may be heard on 9.660.
9.660.
And that's after 1300 hours when Switzerland on the close frequency of 9.665 shuts down. Now that was Switzerland on
9.665.
A Russian station on 9.660 gives Brisbane heavy interference, which is not surprising since it's on the exact frequency as Brisbane. Now the frequency was
9.660. And the third station is VLX9 at Perth, which is audible from 1200 hours on 9.610.
That was 9.610.
When a Russian station goes off this frequency. There is still much QRM from stations on 9.605 and 9.615.
9.605 and 9.615.
But it is expected that Perth will improve during the coming month.
'67 is swinging away. The time right now is 10:22, and in 15 seconds it'll be 10:23 GMT. Yes, I suppose we all are, because that's when New Year's coming around.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour.
But some people have to wait longer than others. For example, if you are born in New Zealand or the Fiji Islands and live there, all you have to do is wait little more than 1 hour, because at 1200 hours GMT, it will be midnight and New Year in these countries. And at 1400 hours, 2 hours later, East Australia, Papua and New Guinea will follow up with 1968. The stars may come out or they may not, but anyway it will be midnight at 1500 hours in Japan and Korea. True enough, at 1600 hours, Western Australia, China, Taiwan and Hong Kong will celebrate 1968. And at 1700 hours, a lot of countries will be coming in with 1968 and the new year. Vietnam, Indonesia, Cambodia, Laos and Thailand will be celebrating New Year in the midnight hour at 1700 hours GMT. And 1 hour later at 1800 hours, East Pakistan will say hello to the New Year. And West Pakistan will be following up 1 hour later at 1900 hours GMT. At 2100 hours, a number of countries closer to Europe will come along. That's the western part of the Soviet Union, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Somaliland at 2100 hours. Yes, the waiting will be done in these countries. And later on, we'll come up with more. While we are waiting, we'll tell you about when the midnight hour and when New Year comes around the world. So stay tuned to the DX window, because we'll be around with more information about what to do and where the waiting will be done.
Let's now have a look back on the DX conditions during the last year, 1967. The sunspot numbers have been increasing during this year from an average of 47 in 1966 until an average of about 93 this year. Back in 1964, we had only 10 sunspots as an average. But a maximum is expected to occur the coming spring.
Now, what does this mean for reception?
This means that reception conditions will improve considerably during 1968. They will be even better than they were in 1967.
And 1967 was considerably better than the former years.
That's right. If we compare with the years around the minimum of the sunspot numbers, 1967 was much better. In daylight reception, we had good reception in the 11, 13, 16, 19 and 25 meter bands. And at night we had good reception, especially in the summer, in the 49 and 60 meter bands. And that concerns, of course, mainly Africa and Latin America. Other events of special interest for DXers during the past year were the formation of the European DX Council. We have talked about this council earlier, and we have a greeting from the General Secretary of this council later in this program. It is an organization formed of European DX clubs with some countries as members, and we expect to get even more countries. And in this club, in this organization, we want to unite the efforts of the DXers to improve conditions for DXers as well in the DX clubs as in the relation between the clubs and the radio stations.
Now, a number of new stations have been heard, especially in the medium wave band, and most of these stations have been Southern American, Latin American stations.
Yes, that's right. But many other stations have been closed down. And that concerns, of course, the British Pirates. A bill was adjourned by the British Parliament to prohibit commercial broadcast from ships outside British territory. And therefore, this summer, when the law became effective, all the so-called radio pirates on ships in the British waters broadcasting commercial programs had to cease broadcasts.
And that meant that also this station had to cease broadcast in 1967.
It's smooth sailing with the highly successful sound of wonderful
Well, the smooth sailing more or less stopped in 1967. A lot of people, I'm sure, will regret this fact. Other people might be very happy about it. Nevertheless, it meant that a number of stations in the medium wave band in Europe are no longer heard. Yes, that's the way it goes sometimes, but one station has survived, that's Radio Caroline. She is no longer in British waters. She is situated more or less at headquarters Holland, and that's in the Netherlands. And we would like right here to send a greeting to these people if they're not getting seasick at the moment. We hope not. Other ships are coming up, but they are of a different kind. They're also broadcasting, though. And we are ready to tell you about one, but before we do, a reminder, you're tuned to the DX window from Radio Denmark on 9.520. Now, this ship we're going to talk about is called the Good Hope, and it is the Good Hope for many sailors on the sea because it renders assistance and help for every ship and sailor who needs it. You can try to tune in to this ship on 2.201, 2.201, and 2.316, 2.316 megacycles, from 0545 till 1940 Greenwich Mean Time. Now, that's something you'll have to wait a little bit to do. You'll have to do it in the new year after tomorrow. The ship has the following sailing scheme. The first voyage, departure on the 3rd of January, arrival on the 13th of the same month. Now, that was the first voyage, departure the 3rd of January, arrival 13th of January. Second voyage goes from the 15th of the same month to the 24th of January, and the third voyage is going to start at the end of January, the 31st, and will last until the 10th of February. We will keep you informed about their schedule from time to time on this program. The ship called De Hoop, which is Dutch for the Good Hope, is very interested in reception reports. So listen, and if you want to send a report, please send them to the Charitative Society Hospital Church Vessel, De Hoop, Damrak 95, Amsterdam C, Holland. Now that was the Charitative Society Hospital Church Bessel, De Hoop, spelt D-E, new word, H-O-O-P, and the address, Damrak, D-A-M-R-A-K, 95, Amsterdam, C, Holland. And we're quite certain that you will get your QSL card in a very short time. The time right now is 10:31, and it's GMT, of course. 12 hours and 29 minutes to midnight in Denmark.
Esta es Radio Dinamarca con sus noticias de América del Sur.
Radio Denmark and the DX Window brings you Latin American news.
Buenos días, amigos. Hereby tips on South American DXing. Following station has been heard recently here in Scandinavia, and why not start the new year with doing the same? Venezuela. Radio Bolivar has been heard with nice music around 0300 on 4.770. 4.770. Venezuela. Radio Juventud heard until 0405 on 4.900. 4.900 with very good strength. Brazil. Radio Relogio Federal has been heard with time signals at 0300 on 4.905. 4.905. Brazil. Radio Ministerio de Educação has been noted on 5.990. 5.990 at 0030. Colombia. Radio Nueva Granada has been heard with news at 0020 on 6.160. 6.160. And with the identification, Radio Cadena Nacional ha presentado su programa. Esta es Radio Cadena Nacional en su emisora Nueva Granada de Bogotá, al sistema radial más poderoso de Colombia. Brasil, Radio Faro Filha has been heard on 9.730, 9.730, with a news broadcast at 0020. That was Radio Faro Filha in Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil. Peru, Radio Union in Lima, call sign OBZ40, on 6.115, 6.115. was testing their new 50 kilowatt transmitter December 20th by our member in Chile. It appeared, however, that this was not yet well adjusted and the modulation was bad, but it is expected to be in fully operational soon. And this is your amigo Torre wishing you all a muy prospero año nuevo.
While we are saying thank you to amigo Tora Ekblom for the Latin American news. The time right now, 10:35 GMT, and that means that right here in Denmark, New Year is 12 hours and 25 minutes away. We have our first New Year's greeting coming from Finland.
This is Timo Uotila, Helsinki. On behalf of the Finnish Broadcasting Company and myself, I wish the listeners of Radio Denmark and the DX Window a happy and prosperous New Year. Our contribution to this program is a Finnish polka, arranged and played by Martti Pokela. The instrument is kantele, an old typical Finnish string instrument.
Correct time now, 10:36 GMT, 12 hours and 24 minutes till midnight in 1968 right here in Denmark. You're listening to the DX Window, coming to you from Radio Denmark on 9.520. This is not a mailbag program, but we have got a lot of letters from all over the world, and we are very grateful for them, and especially for those letters who have been sending in criticism or, well, complaints and at least commentaries to the program contents. So we are going to say thank you for all the letters, and well, we'll make an exception and mention two of the letters we got. The first is coming from Selma, California, United States, and it's from Gerald W. Arrington, who simply writes that the DX Window is the best program ever heard on Radio Denmark, and we feel very, very proud for this comment. On the other hand, we have a lot of another letter here, which is rather opposite. It comes from England, and as far as I can see, it's written by R. Moyd, and I've been told it's one of our regular listeners to Radio Denmark. Now, he writes, the DX program is very useful, but the presentation of the program is rather childish. Well, perhaps. I'm sorry, I have to take that back. It was our head producer wildly protesting. Music time now, and the box top with the letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
Time right now from Radio Denmark, 10:39 GMT. The signature on the QSL cards that our listeners receive bears the name of Jackson, and we have received letters addressed to Mr. Jackson, and I think that right now it would be a good idea to stress the fact that it's not a Mr., it's a very pretty girl, as a matter of fact. It's Mrs. Susanna Jackson, and she's in charge of practically all our mail. Susanna Jackson, could you tell us a little bit about what happens to the mail when we get it?
Well, it gets read by different people, and some of them are used for our program, Shortwaving to the World. Then I get them, and I try to answer them as well as possible. Most of them only ask for a QSL card, and some of them even without giving a reception report.
Now, that's one thing we should stress, perhaps, that you have to do something in order to get a QSL card.
Yes, we usually require a 15 minutes program details in order to obtain these QSL cards, because it's felt by this department that people should do something so that the QSL card will really mean something to them.
Now, during December, you have had a lot of other things to do in connection with greetings to Danish sailors around the world, and that means that there has been a delay in the post from Radio Denmark. How long behind are we at the moment?
Well, I'll say before we get started again, it will be about a month, unfortunately. We have stacks of letters, simply, and it takes quite a while before we can get all of them out, but we'll hurry up.
How many letters are waiting, do you think, approximately?
Well, at least 150, maybe even 200.
So that means that in the new year there will be a lot of QSL cards out to our listeners in a month or perhaps 1.5 months?
No, we should be able to do it in less than that. In about 2 weeks, I think we should be finished with whatever we have at the moment. But of course, requests for QSL cards come in every day. So those who send us reception reports in January will have to wait till, well, about 3 weeks or maybe even four. I hope only three.
Nevertheless, we can say a happy and a very prosperous new year to all the people that's sending us mail and giving you work, okay?
Yeah, let's send them a happy new year.
Time now, 20 seconds past 10:42 Greenwich Mean Time.
Wait till the midnight hour.
But the waiting will be over for Denmark, 2300 hours GMT, because then it will be 1968 here.
And it will be New Year at the same time in Norway, Sweden, Germany, Holland, Belgium, France, Italy and Spain.
At 2400 hours, midnight GMT, it's no surprise that it will be New Year in Great Britain, the Faroe Islands, the Canary Islands, Ghana and Guinea. Now, this year, I suppose, it's the final year for Great Britain to celebrate New Year at 2400 hours GMT. Crazy, isn't it?
And at 0100 hours, it will be New Year in Iceland and on Madeira.
At 0200 hours GMT, the Azores and Cape Verde Islands will have stopped their waiting, because then it will be New Year's there.
And on Greenland and in eastern Brazil, they stopped waiting at 0300 hours.
That was 0300 hours for Greenland and eastern Brazil. We'll return later with more news about when it will be the midnight hour around the world. We are ready with more tips for shortwave listening, and we'll once again remind you that the times are Greenwich Mean Time, frequencies are in megacycles. We begin with the Ivory Coast.
Radio Abidjan has replaced 11.820 with 11.920.
That was 11.920 instead of the old one, 11.820.
And that is for its international network, which carries an English program from 1830 to 1900 hours on weekdays. It was heard here in Copenhagen last Friday night.
And from there to Hong Kong, Radio Hong Kong on 3.940 has been heard several times this month in France and Great Britain, both at 15:30 to sign off time at 1600 hours, and as well as at 23:55. The programs are mostly in Chinese, but the sign off is with God Save the Queen.
Radio Niamey in Niger could be heard one night around 2030 in France on 5.020.
That was 5.020.
The programs were in French, broadcasting a radio play, but reception was only SINPO 22232 with much QAM.
And from Niger to Taiwan, the Voice of Righteousness was noted with strong signals on 7.198.
That was 7.198.
But with jamming in the background. At 12:45, they had a program in Chinese from Taiwan, and their addresses, according to QSL, 210 Yanshan Li, Shilin, Taipei.
And now Radio Singapura in Singapore on 5.052 was heard with strong signals, SINPO 53444, in England from 1530 to close down at 1630. The language was English.
And finally, Vietnam. Radio Saigon has been heard by two members of the Danish Shortwave Club International in France on 9.620. With broadcasts in Vietnamese. It was heard around midnight and at 14:55 until 15:30. It often plays typical American music. A member in Oregon, USA, heard Saigon on 7.245.
The frequency again was 7.245.
With English at 1530 till 1600 hours.
This is Radio Vietnam broadcasting from Saigon. We are now closing our program for today and wish all of you a good night.
But we want you to stay wide awake, because we are continuing the DX window right now from Radio Denmark on 9.520. Whether you are a man or a woman, a membership is open for you in the Danish Shortwave Club International. Now, all you have to do is drop a line and mention your name and address to the Danish Shortwave Club International, Tavlaager 31, Tavlaager 31, Greve Strand, Denmark. And you will obtain a sample issue of their monthly paper shortwave news. So if you want to become informed about what's going on in the bands, why don't you write today to the Danish Shortwave Club International. The time now, 10:48 GMT. And of course this means that the time right now, almost 10:49 GMT, and of course it means that in Denmark it's 12 hours and 11 minutes until New Year 1968.
We have already given you some tips about what can be heard these days on shortwaves and medium wave, but on New Year's nights some stations of special interest for shortwave listeners can be heard. If we go back to older issues of shortwave news, we found that some stations have been heard celebrating the new year right at local midnight. For instance, Radio Australia was heard in the 31 meter band at 1400 hours Greenwich Mean Time with local new year. Radio Iran on 3.840 with new year at 2030 Greenwich Mean Time. And Radio South Africa on 11.900 with New Year at 2200 hours. In this way you can continue to listen to the New Year celebrations all over the world at the times we have already told you. The Latin American stations continue their broadcasts the whole night and long after their local New Year, and this means that you will be able to get them early in the morning European time, for instance as late as until 0900 hours Greenwich Mean Time. You can get some stations in Colombia and Venezuela in the 60 meter band. To mention a few, Radio Bucaramanga on 4.845 and Radio Difusora de Sao Paulo, Brazil on 6.095 has been heard until about 0900 hours Greenwich Mean Time.
Time in Denmark right now, 10:51 GMT in 12 seconds.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour.
Yes, and while we are still waiting, we'll continue with information about when it will be midnight around the world.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour.
At 0400 hours, it will be midnight and New Year in Argentina, Bolivia and Chile, as well as in Paraguay and Venezuela. At 0500 hours, Eastern Zone in Canada and the United States will follow up. On Haiti and in Colombia, it will be New Year also at 0500 hours. At 0600 hours, it will be 1968 in the Central Zone in Canada and the United States, as well as in Mexico. At 0700 hours, the Mountain Zone in Canada and the United States will follow up and say hello to 1968. At 0800 hours, 0800 hours GMT, the Pacific Zone in Canada and the United States, as well as Alaska, will be leaving 1967 and entering 68. And finally, at 1000 hours GMT, it will be 1968 on Hawaii and Tahiti. That was our final two countries. At 1000 hours GMT, Hawaii and Tahiti, and that means that all over the world it will be 1968 at 1000 hours GMT when these countries enters the midnight hour.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love will come a tumbling.
Yes, the waiting has begun all over the world, the waiting for the midnight hour and the waiting for the new year, 1968. We are leaving 67
and entering a brand new one. It's wonderful, isn't it? And really, some people just can't wait. Well, we'll have to anyway, but the waiting gets shorter and shorter all the time. As of right now, we can tell you from Radio Denmark that the time is 10:53 GMT. And that means that we, right here in Denmark, have 12 hours and 7 minutes of waiting before we can celebrate our new year. Right now, over to greetings from around the world.
Hello, listeners of Radio Denmark. This is Jyrki Talvitie speaking. In behalf of Suomen DX-kuuntelijat, the DX Club in Helsinki, Finland, we should like to extend our best wishes for the coming year 1968 to all listeners of this program. For our DXing colleagues, we wish lots of fine DX catches, both loggings and QSLs. Happy New Year 1968 and 73 from Helsinki.
Hello everybody, this is Eric, DX editor and announcer on the Finland's DX Club shortwave programs on the Finnish Broadcasting Company, the DX Mailbag Show and Finn Magazine. These programs, as at least a part of the listeners know, are broadcast once a week. I can assure you that it is a great pleasure for me here in Finland to send all the best wishes to the listeners of the DX Window and our colleagues in the Danish Shortwave Club International. So here it goes, a big hello to all listeners and the Danish Shortwave Club International from Finland's DX Club and Finland's DX Club International. Happy New Year!
My name is Claes Englund. I'm acting as Secretary General of the European DX Council. I'm glad to have this opportunity to send all the best wishes for a Happy New Year to DXers in our member countries, Denmark, Germany, Holland, Norway and Sweden. The same wishes for a Happy New Year goes to all other DXs in Europe. I do hope you will join us in our work for further development of the DX hobby during 1968.
Can you hear me? จากรายการเสียงสันติในประเทศไทยเราทุกคนที่จัดรายการอยากจะพูดสวัสดีปีใหม่แก่ท่านทุกคนที่ฟังรายการนี้จากวิทยุแห่งเดนมาร์กสวัสดี. We would like to extend our New Year greetings to all listeners of Radio Denmark and the DX Window from the Voice of Peace radio service in Thailand or the facilities of Far East Broadcasting Company and local stations.
Holland likes to join here its good wishes to the world. This is Henk van der Laan from Reizen in the east of the Netherlands, who wishes a very good new year to all his friends of the Denmark Shortwave Club International and to all other DXs far and near. I hope that 1968 will bring you many good receptions, many QSLs, and above all, friendship around the world.
Oh yes, the next good wishes for a prosperous new year comes from Germany. My name is Helmut Zahn. I'm living here in the big Ruhr area in the middle of Western Germany, and my hometown is Wattenscheid. My special greetings goes to all DXers in Europe who are members of the European DX Council. I'm the German representative of it. And so I wish you all, Father, in great success in DXing in 1968, and let me say it in German for all the German-speaking DXers who listen in at this moment, ein glückliches neues Jahr von Helmut Zahn.
Hello all the DXers, especially members of the Danish Shortwave Club International. This is Noel R. Green sending greetings and wishing all a happy and prosperous new year from Blackpool in northwest England through the courtesy of Radio Denmark, and also taking this opportunity of thanking them for a very fine programme, 73s and Good DX in 1968.
Gelasit nuna radioita, Danmark i radioita kiiselu ved DX yn dårib, nala tahtu ukiohtami pisluakuei.
This is Radio Greenland wishing all listeners of Radio Denmark and the DX window a happy new year.
And of course this is Radio Denmark and the Shortwave Club International, with greetings to each and every one of you, especially those who've been kind enough to send us letters and tapes, but of course to everybody who's listening right now. A special greeting goes out to the transmitting station at Herstedvester, who's right now working, broadcasting our program.